This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shweta Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Thursday, that is 10th of September. Well, Indian market snapped 2 days of losing streak on Thursday. In fact, Sensex rallied more than 600 points, while the Nifty 50 did reclaim 11,400 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex rose 646 points to close at 38,840, while the Nifty 50 ended 171 points higher to close at 11,449. Now, smart rally in RIL and positive global cues helped bulls to take charge of T Street after 2 days of losses. That's what most experts suggest. Now, shares of Reliance Industries, which rose more than 7% to touch a record high of 2,343 on the BSE and became the first Indian company to record a market cap of around about $200 billion. Now, if you look at the sectors which were in action, then energy, oil and gas, public sector and capital goods stocks, or the capital goods sectors were in action, while profit taking was visible in telecom as well as metal space. Now, top 50 gainers include names like Grasim Industries, BPCL as well as RIL. Well, top 50 losers include names like Tata Steel, Hindalco and Bharti Infratel. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the energy index was up 6%, followed by the oil and gas index, which was up 3.5%. And the public sector index closed with gains of 1.5%. Now, selling pressure was seen in the telecom space, which was down 1.4%, and the metal index also fell 0.8%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Colgate-Palmolive, Asian Paints and BPCL. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Adani Enterprises, BPCL as well as Asian Paints, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Container Corp, Bharti Infratel as well as SAIL. Now, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like RIL, Asian Paints, Tata Elxsi as well as Adani Gas. Now, let's also see how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a long bullish candle on the daily charts. In fact, Nifty has negated the formation of lower top and lower bottom formation on the lower time frame charts and given a highest daily close in the last 5 trading sessions near about 11,450. Now, Nifty again started to form a higher low and reclaimed its position at highest part of the week towards the last trading session. That's what Chandan Tapari of Motilal Oswal Financial Services said. Now, till it holds, that means now Nifty, as long as it holds above 11,333 as well as 11,350 levels, the index could head towards 11,550 and 11,600 levels. While on the downside, Chandan is of the view that the medium-term support exists at 11,200 as well as 11,180. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of special podcast, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.